Let's pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with peace what you say to us today. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson this morning is from Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, reading some segments, the 11th through 16th, and then the 20th through the 24th verses. So listen for the words of God. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide. I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David. And he shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel lesson this morning is from Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse through the 46th verse. Listen for God's word. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate peoples one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep on His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those in His right hand, Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, O Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king answered them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today is Christ the King Sunday. This marks the climax of our liturgical year, which began, if you'll remember, last December with Advent. We went through Christmas and Christmastide and then to Lent and to Easter and to Pentecost, to the season of Pentecost, to the period then of ordinary time. We have moved from the birth, the baptism, the life, the teaching, the death, the resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus. And now we are celebrating His kingship. You know, we all have a different image of what a king should look like. Whether we were impressed by the likes of some movie director who showed us a portrayal of a handsome, stately character, or whether we read stories of King Arthur, and in our minds we conjured up images of a dignified, robed person who, in a deep, sonorous voice, gave instructions to the knights of the Round Table. We like to say that Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But what do we really mean? What is the image that comes to your mind? Do you envision a high throne with a majestic person having a long, flowing beard, similar to what we envision with God, the Father? Or is it the king? Is this king a 30-year-old blonde guy with blue eyes, looking like a European artist's rendition of Jesus? Or do we have an image at all? Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But all those images may be different when we are actually confronted with Him. We just sang, crown him with many crowns. What image comes to your mind when we consider the crown that Jesus is wearing? Connie and I were fortunate enough many years ago to go to London. And during our stay, we toured the Tower of London. And in there, that was the Tower of London was a castle where the kings lived. Now, other than some ravens scattered around, there are not many people living there. That's where we saw the crown jewels. Beautiful. But they were behind thick glass and with armed guards standing by. It was there that we saw the crown of the ruling monarch, the queen in this case, or a king, which are used in their coronation ceremonies. I wonder, was this kind of a crown, was this the kind of crown Jesus is wearing and is bejeweled like that? Or would it be more a crown of thorns placed on his head by Roman soldiers who taunted him and then scourged him? Or would it be like a turban worn by a shepherd? Whatever our vision or our image of Jesus as king must be tempered by the realization that He is the King of love. There is also an added dimension about Jesus. Not only is He King of kings and Lord of lords, He is the judge. Our scriptures this morning talk about how a shepherd will separate sheep and or goats. God and or Son of God will be the one who separates. God has promised a time when His sheep will be brought into the Lord's presence and they will want no more. Jesus made it even plainer. The sheep will be separated from the goats, and the goats will, as some say, meet their just rewards. This morning's gospel reading is where Jesus is speaking publicly to His disciples, saying some very important things, but I want you to think with me for a moment about how the scribes and the Pharisees might have heard this condemnation. I think they might have thought something like this. Jesus must not be talking about me. Really, I give my temple tax, pay my tithe, give alms to the poor, worship weekly, and spend time talking to other Pharisees about how God must love us because we are maintaining the Torah. But that was before Jesus began talking about feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and giving drink to the thirsty. The Pharisees were not doing these things. They were ignoring the weak, the downtrodden, the lepers, and other sick persons. Those who were in prison, whether a prisoner in their own bodies or a jail with strangers. The saying I've heard about the Pharisees and the Sadducees is that they were so heavenly-minded that they were no earthly good. The Pharisees ignored the common folk who were searching for the love of God to visit them. It's also interesting to note that the sheep who were being singled out by Jesus as being taken into the presence of God were not even aware that they were doing these good things, the things that God would like for them or for us to do. Friends, Jesus is asking, maybe even telling us to open ourselves to those who need to hear and receive the Word of God in their lives on a one-to-one basis. We can say we give to help people in a third world by sending our money, but do we give comfort or our attention to the homeless person down the street? Do we give our love to that person in prison? Do we sit at table with that person who lost a job? Jesus did. And next week we will observe a feast that the Shepherd King has prepared for us, where we can come and sup with Him, where we can be accepted by Him, where we can find strength and courage to go out empowered by Him with the Holy Spirit to be used by God to feed, to clothe, and assist those who need it. May God grant that we be the sheep that follow the Shepherd King to make His kingdom in the here and now. Let us pray. Jesus, You are our King, not as the world sees as King, but You are the King of our hearts. Your humble servant, Your humble servant love is our example. You are worthy of all our praise. Thank You for Your love. Amen.